Praise the Lord. Good afternoon to all of us. Little drip here. There we go. Amen. We thank God for another time of gathering together. That we can feed upon the Word of God. Let us ask God to feed us.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we ask for the bread of heaven. To feed us this afternoon. We open our hearts and our minds and our ears to you, Lord. Give us understanding in your word. And in everything you be glorified in your people, Lord. Amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's first turn to John chapter 1. And I want to begin by a little thought that came to me last night. It's not the main thought of the message, but it's something that blessed me, and I believe it will bless you. So as we look into John chapter 1, we see that it says in verse 14, and it says in 14, 15, and 16. And I'll read it first in the English, and then Brother Edmar will read it in the Sobano language. Verse 14 of chapter 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Okay, so we're going to have to hear, we're going to have to speak and hear louder than the rain. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So look at this verse where it says, and of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Think of that. It's saying grace for grace. What does that mean? Well, if we look in verse 17, we see that it says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now think of this. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, sin came upon all men. But God gave His grace, or you could say grace is favor, to a nation called Israel, that He gave them the Mosaic Law. And it taught them between right and wrong. That's grace. God favored that nation. Amen. If you were living in Moses' time, would you want to be an Israelite or an Egyptian? We'd want to be an Israelite, right? Amen. Amen. But the law could never bring us to the fullness of God. Only Jesus Christ can. So grace and favor was given to natural Israel in the Old Testament. But another level, a higher level of grace came in through Jesus Christ. And it wasn't just for Israel, it was for all mankind. God's grace, God's favor. For God gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes on Him will not perish but have eternal life. And Jesus said, I came not into the world to judge the world or to condemn the world, but to save the world. And all of us here today that are born again believers have received grace upon grace. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. I thank God that He saved me from my sins. I thank God that He saved me from the corruptible man that was taking me to hell. And I believe God wants us all to be a thankful people. For the grace and mercy and favor of God in our lives. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. I would like us to turn to the book of Mark. We're going to look at a parable today.
Atong tanawan ang mga sumpingay.
It's in Mark chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
And starting in 26
to
29. This parable is about the blade, the ear, and the full ear. So I will read first, and then you can read. I'm going to read the full parable, all right? Starting in verse 26 and going to 29 of chapter 4 of Mark. And he, Jesus, said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come."
Maingon man ini ang iharian sa Dios sama sa usa ka tawo nga nagsagwa og bini sa yuta. O mutaw, o matulog og mubangon sa gabi o sa adlaw. Kung ang bini muturo og mutubo sa paagi nga dili siya mahibalo. Ang yuta sa iya pagalingon nagapamuna ang pangnahauna ang anggiti o aguhay sa humanya na ang matindas na lugas sa uhay. Apan sa mahimpa, sa mahino na ang bunga, gilayon, galamon niya kay miagot na ang tingali.
Amen.
Amen.
So this parable is speaking a spiritual truth. And it's speaking the spiritual truth of the growth and development of a born-again believer. So let's draw the beginning. So when you plant a seed, what comes up? Does the whole thing come up at once?
No.
Let's draw some earth.
Wow.
Okay, what is the seed? What is the seed? The Word of God. What is the ground? The heart of man. And when the Word of God comes to us, where is it planted? In us, isn't it? Okay, as you can see, I'm not an artist. But when the blade comes up, it's speaking of our born again experience. I want you to think about when you were first born again. Wasn't there a sweetness?
Amen.
Wasn't there a rejoicing because you were set free of sin? You were born again. You were translated from the kingdom of darkness, and you were transplanted into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Amen.
And life began to spring out of you.
Amen.
You can say that this born again experience is like Israel coming out of Egypt. Out of Egypt. Now Egypt was a country in the Old Testament, still is today. But what does it represent in the scripture? She's telling all the answers. Can anybody else say what does Egypt represent in the scriptures? Well, the world, okay. And what? In bondage. Yeah, the Israelites were in bondage. And when we were born again, we were free of that bondage, weren't we? For the wages of sin is death.
Hallelujah.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know, not only was it a time for all of us when we were born again, that God put something very deep inside of us when we became born again. He put a desire in us to seek life.
To seek God.
You know, the Word of God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved or delivered. I remember when I was born again, and that will be 40 years this June 27th. I was a young man, 26 years of age. I didn't know anything about God. I probably was just like many people in the Philippines. I was in the Roman Catholic Church. They told me and taught us that there was a God. That God had a son, Jesus Christ. There was heaven, there was hell. But I had no idea how to attain it. It wasn't until the Lord first began to knock at the door of my heart to make me realize I was a sinner. And then God sent an evangelist to our home that sharing that God was real. Just as real as you and me are right now. And to make a long story short, my wife and me responded that night to accepting Christ in our lives. Do you know what was the first thing we began to hunger for? To read the Word of God. Now, I was 26 years of age, and I heard about the Word. I'd hear it in Catholic Church. But it wasn't working in here. But once we accepted Christ in our hearts by faith, it changed us, Medlin. It, from night as to day, old George Herrick now became new in Christ. So we not only were born again, we had a real desire to seek after God. It was new life. Amen. It was, I no longer needed to find pleasure in the world. And I not only found now new pleasure in the Word of God. Do you know what else was so wonderful? I found real pleasure. We found real pleasure in seeking out other believers. It was night and day. It was night and day. We had a large group of friends before we were saved. We had a large group of friends before we were saved. And we did all worldly things together. Within 2 months, we no longer had our friends. We didn't desire to do what they wanted to do. And they certainly didn't desire what we were wanting to do. Then we found people that loved Jesus. And it began a wonderful journey in serving God. So here we are, we're young. We come out of the world. How many of you are born again? Raise your hands. Okay, all right. Some of you young people haven't raised your hands, but we'll pray that you become born again. You need to become born again. So now in a born-again experience, you have life. God saw that your ground was good, so the seed was planted. The devil couldn't rob the seed and it began to grow. Does God want us to remain like this?
No.
Just like this little baby boy. If this little boy doesn't grow, you're going to be concerned, aren't you? Amen? We all love babies, right? But if after 10 years he's still that size, what's wrong? That's the same way with God. He puts life in us. And it says here, and when a man slept, you don't know. You plant it in the ground by faith, and you don't know, all of a sudden it starts to grow. And so this plant starts to grow up. And grow up. And even starts to grow fruit.
sumasunod na siya pamuhay.
And you can liken this to the second stage in your life. Now, the difficult time is the second stage. Because when we're first born again, we're rejoicing, right? But you know what happens in the second stage? We have conflict. We're going through life having to resist the world. We're going through life resisting the devil. And we're going through life resisting the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to overcome the world, the flesh,
and
the devil. You can liken this second stage as a wilderness experience. Remember the wilderness? How many years did the Israelites go through the wilderness? 40 years. And what does 40 represent? All the Bible, numbers in your Bible have a meaning. How many days did it rain when Noah and his family entered into the ark?
40.
How many years was Moses in the desert?
40.
And we see the children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years. Hallelujah. Do you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, that all things work together for good to those that love God and who are called according to His purpose. All things. Things we don't like, they still work together for our good. Do you see how much growth came from here to here? Amen. Sometimes through much sorrow, and much adversity comes the most growth. And I believe was it Jesus said, through much tribulation shall we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Does anybody love tribulation? We don't really like tribulation all that much. But tribulation worketh patience. It works patience. It works experience. Huh? It works tribulation. I'm talking Romans chapter 5, right, Mark?
And
Paul says we rejoice in tribulation also. Do you like trouble? Do you like trouble? Trouble will make you a stronger Christian. If you put your trust in God.
Amen.
Brother Ben.
Yes.
When you plant your rice and something happens, it's not, you're not happy about it, are you? If you got too much trouble, you're worried, aren't you, that your rice won't come up, right? But does God forget about you? No, you pray. And then all of a sudden everything turns out right. So God is always testing our faith. Amen. All right, so if we look at Deuteronomy, I believe, Mark, do you know what chapter is? Man shall not live by bread alone. Is that 8?
Deuteronomy.
What is it? Deuteronomy. Where it says, man shall not live by bread alone. What is it? 4th? Chapter 4 of Deuteronomy. Okay. No, I'm talking about in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy. I want to look at the one in Deuteronomy. And
it's in chapter 8.
Chapter 8. Okay, good. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 3. Well, let's go up and look at verse 2. Verse 2 of chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. And it says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. To do what?
To humble thee.
To prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And verse 3, and he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live by. Amen. So we see here that God allows testings and trials, troubles, wilderness time. And God says, he says, allows it to happen so that we might know that we're not to live by natural means alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
iyakin hindi. Iyakin hindi toyo para nga mailhan niya po kita. Matinod anon ba nga mo isunod nga to ba niya o ang atong pasipasin ba naag yun sa Dios.
Hallelujah. So this time of growth, though we see it not, we are growing. Amen. But the second stage is that we're to watch and to strive against sin. Are we all resisting sin in our lives? We should be actively resisting sin in our minds, in our emotions, in our desires, and in our actions. Do you remember what Jesus said? He said, strive to enter into the straight gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. Amen? So God has a reason why we are to grow. Is he satisfied with this growth? Right? We need to grow. Amen? Here is growing, but not completely grown. Just think of it as an ear of corn, please. It's got tassels. This is the full ear of corn. Do you ever take an ear of corn in this stage? It's not as big as that, is it? The kernels are small. They're not worth eating. The only time when it's worth eating is when the corn has come to full stage. And this stage is taking possession. I hope I spell of the promise. The promise land. Do you remember that God's intent when he brought Israel out of Egypt, it wasn't for them to end up in the wilderness, but the wilderness was to bring them to the promised land. Let me tell you a little something. When we come into this third stage, we're more stable in our life. We have a greater assurance that God's in control. We're not letting trouble blow us from this way to this way. We're stronger. Our roots are deep into the ground. A lot more roots. We pray more. We read the word more. We're hearing more the voice of God. Right, Brother Mark? We're becoming very stable because we have come to a place of maturity. The mature Christian should have much humility in their life.
Amen.
You should have a mature Christian has more compassion. A mature Christian has more agape love for all those around them. We are also fully submitted unto God. We're more tender in our heart towards God and towards one another. Amen. And do you know what else? A mature Christian is less attached to the world. A mature Christian comes to the revelation and understanding that there's little in life that this world offers. And their vision is heavenly word, not earthly. I would like us to turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter
2.
Now Jesus spoke this parable, but the Apostle John spoke of the developments between children, young men, and fathers. First John chapter 2. We'll read 1 John chapter 2 starting in 12 and 13. Okay, let's follow it. I write unto you, look everybody, I write unto you little children. Amen. I write unto you little children because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
Amen.
So little children, born again believers know their sins are forgiven. Amen. And then he says, I write unto you fathers. Third stage. Because you have known him that is from the beginning. Now think on this. A mature Christian. You can also write this way. Remember, we said that this place is the, what is it? It's beginning of life. All right. This one's conflict. Fighting and resisting the devil. But this stage is one of communion and contemplation. Contemplation. The mature Christian knows that all things work together for good. The mature Christian knows without a doubt that God is able to do all things. So when John writes here, he says, "Fathers, you have known him from the beginning." Mark, how many years have you been walking with the Lord? 50, 60.
More than 60.
But you have 60 years of knowing him from the beginning, haven't you?
Amen.
How about you, Edmar? How many years you've been serving the Lord?
32
years. You have a history with God, don't you? Right, Ben? You have a history with God. We have a history of the faithfulness of God. Amen? So he goes on and he says, "I write unto you, young men." Now, wait a second. Before we do this, when he says, "I write unto you, fathers," he also means mothers of the church. Yeah, it's not just men or women. In Galatians it says, "In Christ there's neither male nor female, bond or free." So when we're in Christ, God looks us upon us as all sons of God. Amen. So he says here, "Write unto you, young men and young women." Because you have overcome the wicked one. You're fighting against sin. Right, Leo? You're fighting against sin. You're not going to go the way of sin, are you? No. You're going to serve the Lord, aren't you? Amen. Amen. We want to grow to be a mature Christian. And then he writes, John writes again, he says, "I write unto you little children." Are you born again? Are you born again? Yes? Well, you know the Father, don't you? You know your Heavenly Father loves you, right? And that He gave His Son Jesus to die for your sins, right? Hold on to that. Amen? And you are going to grow. And you're going to grow. Amen? Now he goes into verse 14. And it's interesting. Because he says again, "I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning." Why does he repeat himself? Was John too old that he forgot what he wrote in the previous verse? No. He didn't forget. This mature Christian, whose roots are deep in the ground, this mature Christian whose roots are deep in the ground knows the faithfulness of their father from the beginning. And then John writes, I write unto you, young men. You're still young. You're a young man in the spirit. Okay? Amen? You're a young lady in the spirit. Amen? And he says, I write unto you, young men and women, because you are strong. Hallelujah. And the word of God abides in you. Amen. Young men, young women, growing. You're strong to resist the power of the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. And he says, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Lito, you're overcoming the wicked one. And then John goes on and tells all of us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. Okay. Why does God want us to become like this? Well, let us turn to, I believe it's John 14. John 14. Or John 15, I'm sorry. Starting in verse 5.
Versículo 5.
14. Oh, 15, I'm sorry. Chapter 15. And verse 5.
Versículo 5.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing.
Ako mao ang punuan sa palas, kamo mao ang mga sanga. Kung kinsa ang pagpabilin kanako, ako kaniya. Kini magapamunga ug daghan kay kung mahimulat kanako, wala kamoy arang mahimo.
So verse 8.
Versículo 8.
Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples.
Amen.
So God desires us to come to full maturity. He's looking to harvest. Amen. Right, Ben? To harvest the fruit. Amen. And that fruit is you. The fruit is within you. What is the fruit? It's Christ within you, the hope of glory. So we want to come into a full-grown, mature Son of God.
Amen.
But you got to make the determination you're going to go all the way with Christ. You can liken this also to the picture of the tabernacle. God has called us to be sons of God.
Ang Diyos gusto ang matapos ka na tumayuhan po mga iyan, mga anak.
But He wants us to be mature sons of God.
Pag gusto sa siya nga kita kayo, mapusa na ang tamatos perikahan po mga pangamakanakan.
Praise the Lord.
Dalayo ng Diyos.
Would you like to pray with me? Could we stand and just pray and just open our hearts up to God? Some of you are at this stage. Some of you are at that stage. And some of you are beginning to come into this stage. But no matter what stage we're at, we want to grow.
Amen.
We want to bear more fruit in our life to serving God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. All right, let's close our eyes and let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the day of our salvation. And Lord, we thank you for planting the seed of life within our hearts. And we thank you for watering our lives so that we will grow. Lord, we do not want anything to rob us of our growth. God, we ask that you forgive us for whatever sin so easily beset us. Yes, let's just repent before God. If we haven't been serving Him as well as we should. If we allowed the devil to come in to rob our joy, our peace, our strength. God, we ask that you forgive our sins and let your blood wash us now, right now. We repent of sin. Forgive us for going to the right or to the left. We want to follow the straight and narrow path that leads to life. And Lord, now that you have forgiven us, we want to grow. Lord, sometimes growth takes a long time, but we will endure to the end. Renew our strength today, Lord. Renew the joy of our salvation. We want to come into full maturity. So, Lord, wherever we're at, we look to you. Because you're the author and finisher of our faith. And so we commit to you our lives right now. Strengthen us, O God, to do thy will. Bless every marriage here.
Yes, amen.
Give a love one towards one another in every marriage. Bless every local fellowship here. And bind us together with cords of love. And lead us most of all by your Holy Spirit, we pray. Lead us by your Spirit, God. For those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the mature sons of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
and favor and protection be upon each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, in Jesus' name. Amen.